From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, ABC is bringing back American Idol for a third season, but there's a little caveat.
Okay.
The judges have not been signed yet, and it sounds like there might be some changes. Now, supposedly, they're facing the same problem that Fox had when they canceled the show. It's just too expensive, especially when they're spending $50 million on judges and a host. They say they want to keep the current judges, Katie and Luke and Lionel, but they're still pretty far apart on money.
Huh.
So there could be changes. And Ryan Seacrest's status is unclear, they say, too, since his participation was part of a bigger deal with ABC. It had to do with the whole live thing, I think. New Year's Eve and all that. I think ABC would pay Ryan Seacrest anything to do New Year's Eve, which I don't know why, but you know, familiarity.
I don't know why either.
Familiarity. So there you go. So American Idol could be in jeopardy, or we could see some new judges.
You know,
who would you like to see judge American Idol?
Well, you know, I haven't watched this season, but I actually heard it's good.
Yeah. Who would be a good judge? I mean, seriously, that hasn't judged already, because they've had good, they've had bad, but.
I'd have to give it some thought.
Heidi Klum? I mean, she's
got
a job.
No.
Mel B?
No.
Howie Mandel. Howie Mandel would be a good judge on American Idol.
Sure, why not?
He's got no street cred for music, but.
Neither did Ellen.
That's right. And she was a horrible judge.
Yes, because she was very
God
nice.
God bless her. God bless her. She was too nice. Bring back Cowell. Bring him back. He'll probably do it for a song. Really. Go give him some of the back end.
And there then he'd say they couldn't live without him.
That's right. All right. It's time for the news. What's going on today?
Lisa Kudrow.
Oh.
Has fond memories of filming Friends over two decades ago.
You know what Lisa Kudrow has?
What?
A huge bank account from filming Friends for the over two decades ago.
Yes, and I think that's part of her fond memories every time that her accountant shares her balances with her.
Ka-ching.
Yes.
She doesn't have to work. None of them have to work another day.
No.
Well, Matt Perry does, because he's kind of squandered his money, I would think. Quite a bit of it, I would think.
Yeah. The world of addiction.
I need some nose spray.
Well, he was into alcohol. Did he do coke, too? Oh, yeah. Okay.
I didn't say that. We can't be
allegedly
sued for slander.
We're just repeating what was already said for a thousand different times.
I don't.
Okay, so anyway.
I don't know.
Lisa Kudrow has fond memories every time she looks at her bank account of filming Friends over two decades ago. How's that?
Yep.
In an interview with ET yesterday, Lisa recalled her favorite memory from the series.
Which is?
Well, why we ask? Not that I care, really. I was a Phoebe fan, though.
I was always a Phoebe fan.
Yes.
Smelly cat. What are they feeding you?
Yes. 25th anniversary of its premiere this year.
I believe that. Yep. And you know what? It's actually, other than the clothes and the fact these guys are kids and now they're all senior citizens or close to it, it still kind of holds up.
It holds up.
I think Big Bang Theory will hold up,
too. Oh, yeah.
I think it will.
They hold up.
Yeah.
I'll binge the Friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of do too.
Because it comes on episode, and so instead of doing Hulu or something or Netflix,
you'll watch
on
the
TV.
One with the commercials.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because it gives me time to go to the bathroom in the middle, get a cup of coffee.
I guess.
Fall asleep and wake up.
I guess.
Things like that.
I guess.
Okay. She was thrilled that the pilot got picked up and has fond memories of the six of them being like puppies. Just climbing all over themselves. She was asked if she ever watches reruns.
Of the show?
Yeah. And so Lisa was saying, as if she were channeling Phoebe, I don't watch it if it's on. I might not like myself, so I'd rather not risk that.
I wonder if Jen Aniston watches it. I just wonder if any of them watch it. I would think that Schwimmer would watch it. I mean,
I wonder if Matt Perry watches it, longing for days of yore.
I tell you, I don't even like looking at pictures of myself when I was younger because I get really nostalgic and I go like, where the hell did that guy go? He was kind of a good looking dude back in the day.
I was thinner.
Weren't we all? Jeez. Weren't we all?
All right, so here you go. I did this just for you.
You did? Mm-hmm. What's
Halle Berry.
Ah, I didn't even have to do it.
Halle Berry recommends having kids after 40.
Wow.
Which she did.
She did do it. Uh-huh. And I got to say, she looks pretty damn good for 50, whatever she is, 51, 52.
And
having,
you know,
had two kids.
Maybe she might have a third, if you'd like to ask
that.
Her.
No. Well, no, I don't need it. Then, I don't need any more kids, that's for
no,
sure.
No, but see, when she could pay you child support. Can you imagine?
She won't even pay me the time of day. What are you talking about? Look at all this. Look at all this press and publicity we give her. We give her. Oh, by the way, Who Cares News podcast has had its 10,000th download.
Whoop, whoop.
Yeah, we're pretty excited. Only took 100 years to do that. But, you know, it's we think the same three people are listening to the show.
Well, are those Halle Berry years? Because if it's Halle Berry years, that's not bad.
That's not bad. Yeah, yeah. No, that's not bad.
We're still looking good.
We're looking all right. We're looking all right for 10,000. 10,000, yeah, all right.
All right, so after having kids after 40 isn't something that was always encouraged. It's getting more and more common.
Yeah, it is.
So Halle says that you're so much more ready to be a parent after 40 than when you're 20.
You know, but after 40, I think I would be ready to not have kids, period.
The energy
I think
level
like I made it
waning.
This level. I made it to this age. I'm good. I'm fine.
Well, Halle thinks you know yourself better. You've done a lot of things for yourself selfishly when you wait later in life.
No, that's true.
And
no,
I can see true. That.
Yeah. Yeah, but I can't see paying for kids to go to college in my 60s. You know, yeah. that's kind of the tough part.
I want
that part of it I wanted to get out of the way early on.
That means you're running around after grandkids around 70. No. No, because running around after grandkids when you're 50 is hard enough.
Unless they wait till they're 40 to have kids. Your kids wait
till
you
don't
have 40.
To worry about
then
it.
You don't have to worry about the grandkids thing. And then that's a very unfulfilling
but see,
part
if
of life.
You're rich, then you can hire a nanny and you don't have to worry about the whole running around part.
Right.
You got people. People to run.
All right. With that, thank you. And thank you, Halle, for your insight there. We will still continue to hashtag you here. And thank you to download number 10,000. This might take another 10 years to get another 10,000, but, well, you know, whatever.
Hey,
thank
but
you.
We'll be here.
We appreciate your support. All right. Back tomorrow. No, we won't. No, we won't be back tomorrow. You are off for a couple of days going
yes.
on a little work retreat. So,
yeah,
we will welcome you back here with open arms and ears on Friday morning.
Yes, yes, sir.
Have a great trip, and we'll see you Friday, and...
That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.